is Daf Lamed. So we got to the bottom of Chav Tesamer Beis, the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, HaMechabes HaNer, one who puts out the fire, the candle, Mipnei Shu Misyarei, because he's scared Mipnei HaNochem, he's scared of the non-Jews. Rashi explains, because the Persians had a whole thing, if you have a candle lit in your house on the day of a Yom Tov for them, they would kill you. Mipnei Listen, they're scared they might attract the bandits and they'll see someone's home and they'll come inside. Mipnei Ruach Ra. Now Ruach Ra is an interesting one. Ruach Ra, Rashi says, Haba Alav, a Ruach came upon him, Uksheino Roa Noach Lo. And when the spirit doesn't see him, it doesn't affect him. So this is a very important Mishnah in Zemachlokas Rashi Ramam. It's referring to someone who is mentally ill. And is some type of, he's possessed by a spirit, or maybe there's some other mental illness he has. But this is one of the sources here that we see you're allowed to do things for Shabbos sometimes if it's for mental illness. So then the Mishnah says further, Mipnei Acholev, the person that's, say, sick, physically sick, Sheyashan, or he wants to sleep, Pater. All these cases, it's Pater. Now we know the klal in the Masechah Shabbos is a Pater of Al Aser. You're not chayv chatas, you're not chayv skila for it. It's Pater, but it's still Aser to do lichatchila in all these circumstances. So the Gemara is going to talk about which type of chol are we referring to. If it's a chol sheyesh bo sakana, it should be mutter. If it's a chol sheyesh bo sakana, so then it should be Aser. What does it mean Pater? Why Pater? You should be chayv for a chol sheyesh bo sakana. And then the Mishnah says, "Kichas al ner, your chas in the ner. You don't want the ner to go out. You want to save it for next time. Or al shemen, you want to save some of the oil. You know, turned oil. You don't want to use all of it. You don't need the candle anymore. Kichas al psila, you want to save some of the wick. So in those cases, you're actually chayv because you're trying to create something. You're trying to protect something. So in those cases, you're actually chayv chatas or chayv skila. Rabbi Yossi poter bekulin. Rabbi Yossi holds your poter." In all those cases, even though you're trying to save the oil, you're trying to save the wick, your pater, in all those cases, with the exception of bechulan chutz min apsila. But if you're trying to save the wick, in that case, you're actually chayv mifnei shuose pecham. You make a pecham. How do they define pecham? It's like Rashi explains here. Shuose pecham bekibuizeh haimlacha tzich legufa. You're making the wick easier to light the next time around. You know, naturally, when you have the wick that's made of cotton, it doesn't catch fire so quickly. So if you first light it, and then you turn it out, you put it out, that makes it better to be used for next time. So only that time where you're really creating a new opportunity, something better, would there be a chiv chatas. But trying to preserve oil or anything else, that would be pater, according to Rabbi Yossi. So this is the Mishnah. So again, very important Mishnah for the lachas of mental illness, because of Ruach Ra. So the Gemara now says in the very top of Lamed, the first line, B'dekatani Sefer, from the fact that Sefer says that you're chayv, it's Shema Minah, we hold like Rabbi Yehuda. How does that, what do you mean you're chayv in that case? Because the Sefer said, if you're chas al haner, if you want to save the candle or the oil, you're chayv. Well, we said before, that's Mlacha Sheinetzucha Lagufa. Because when I put out the fire, the oil is not the actual Mlacha. That happens to be something that results from it, but that's not Mlacha, that's Mlacha Sheinetzucha Lagufa. I don't really need the turning out of the fire. Defining Mlacha Sheinetzucha Lagufa is a challenging thing, but it's considered Mlacha Sheinetzucha Lagufa. And that's a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, whether you're chayv or pater. When I was when I took my bechina to get into Rav Shechter's kolel in YU, so this is the first question he had asked me. He wanted to know whether or not Melacha Shentich Leguf is chayv or pater. So I said it's a machlokas, Rishonim versus the Rambam. Everyone holds pater, but the Rambam paskins you're chayv. Melacha Shentich Leguf is chayv. He asked me who else has his machlokas. So I said Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Shimon is the earlier machlokas. Rabbi Shimon holds your pater in Melacha Shentich Leguf. Rabbi Huda holds your chayv. So from the fact that the Sefer here in the Mishnah says that if you put out the fire to save the candle or save the oil, you're chayv, that means we hold like Rabbi Huda, that Melacha Shentich Leguf is chayv. That's the Mishnah. The Gemara says the problem is Resha b'mayiske. So what's the Resha of this Mishnah? So the Resha that said if you put it out for a chola, you're pater. If it's a chola who's in danger and you need to turn the fire out because it's going to help him somehow, so then mutter mi barle. It's completely mutter to do things. You could violate Shabbos to save someone who's in a pikuach nefesh state. V'b'chola she'ein bosakana, if someone is ill, but it's not dangerously ill, but he's ill, then chayv chatas mi barle. You never have a heter to turn out the fire. So it shouldn't say you're putter in those cases. For a chola, you should be chayv chatas for that case. But it's either mutter or chayv, not putter, not the middle approach. So the Gemara says, li'olam really, b'chola sheyesh bo sakana. Really, we're talking about a person who's in danger. Ubedinhu delisne mutter, and you're right, the Reisha really should have said it's mutter to put out the fire when persons are chalashes for sakana. So why did it use the language of pater? The ID debay lemisay seifa chayiv, since it taught in the seifa that you're chayiv, because Rabbi Huda holds your chayiv melchashen tich lagufa, tanami Reisha pater. So the opposite of chayiv is pater. Those are opposites of each other. So to be consistent with the language, it chose the option of pater. But really, mutter would have been the more precise use. But again, consistency of language, chayiv and pater go hand in hand. So v'hadatani Rabbi Oshaya, im b'shvil achol shiyashen lo yichbe. If it's before a sick person who can't sleep, you shouldn't put out the fire. Vim kiba pater aval aser. But if you do put out your pater aval aser, so the Gemara says, so what's the case? What type of chola? Hahi b'chol shein bo sakana. That's a person who's ill but not dangerously sick. So therefore, you're not allowed to put out the fire. So if you put out the fire, shouldn't it be chayiv? It's melacha shein tzuch l'gufa. So the Gemara holds that brayse of Rabbi Oshaya holds like Rabbi Shimon he, and Rabbi Shimon holds melacha shein tzuch l'gufa is pater aval aser. Gemara now says this next staff is going to be very, very interesting. The Gemara says it's a elgarta. The Gemara starts off with the question shaul she'ela zu le'ela. Rabbi Tanchum Diminoi. They asked the following question. The following question was posed to Rabbi Tanchum. Mahu lichbos botzina dinur. Are you allowed to extinguish the fire of the candle? Mikame b'isha. B'isha means someone who's ill. B'isha means ra. It's Aramaic for ra. So someone who's ill. Can you put out the fire for someone who's ill? B'shabasa. Are you allowed to put it out on Shabbos? That was the question. So, Pasach of Amar, so before he answered the question, he wanted to first go in a whole long discussion about in the world of Agadata. Rashi explained because they used to open up the Shirim in Agadata, and then afterwards they would engage in the Halacha. So he first went off in a whole long tangent on Agadata. What was his tangent? Pasach of Amar, he says, An Shlomo, you Shlomo HaMelech, An Chachmascha, An Tzuch Lasunuscha, where's your Chachma, where's your Seichel? Not only are your words contradicting your father's words in Tehillim, your words contradict each other. So, David Avicha, where do you find that it contradicts the words of your father, David? Amar lo amesim ya'aluka. And David Melch says in Tehillim that the mesim can't praise Hashem anymore. That Amar, but you Shlomo, you write, this apostolic appears in Koheles, v'shabeach ani es amesim, I praise those who are dead. So how come Shlomo praises those who are dead, and David says those who are dead are not praised because they can't praise themselves? So then, Shekvar Mesu, he praises those who are dead because they already died. And so, is it good to be dead or not good to be dead? V'chaz of Amr, and then you yourself, Shlomo, you contradict yourself, because he says, Ki lekelav chai hu tov min ha'ari hames. A live dog is better than a dead lion. So we see death is bad. So is death good or is death bad? David says death is bad because they can't give Hillel to Hashem, Hallel to Hashem. Shlomo in one place says it's good, and the other place he says it's bad. So the Gemara says, Lokasha, there is no contradiction. When David says that the Mesim can't give praise, Liolam means Liolam Yasuk Adam Batorah v'mitzvos. The person should always engage in learning and mitzvos, Kodem Shiyamus, before he dies. Shekevin Shemes, because the moment a person dies, a batel mina Torah mina mitzvot, but then it's too late. Once you die, you can't do any more Torah mitzvot. So that's what he means. He's encouraging you to do mitzvot while you're alive and take advantage. Ve'ein laKadosh Baruch Hu shevach bo, and once one dies, you can't learn, you can't do mitzvot, and you can't give praise to Hashem. Again, la meisim yahaluka. Behainu damar Rabbi Yochanan, that's what Rabbi Yochanan used to say. My dechsev, what's the pasuk mean when it says b'meisim chavshi, that meisim are free, that the dead is free? Once a person dies, he's free of mitzvahs, he's free of any Torah. And this, by the way, this source also, the end of this pasuk, not here, but the mesim chavshi is the reason why we cannot wear tzitzis or do any mitzvahs in front of a mace, because since they're free of mitzvahs, it's lowering the rush, you're making fun of them that they can't do mitzvahs anymore. Fine, so that's what David HaMelech meant by lo mesim yahaluka. What does Shlomo mean when he praises those who already died? It sounds like it's a good thing. It means is shekashachatu Yisrael b'midbar, when Bnei Yisrael sinned in the midbar. Amar Moshe l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe stood up in front of Hashem. V'amar, he says, kama tefilos v'tachanunim l'fanav v'lo nana. He davened so many times and wasn't answered. He davened 515 times and he wasn't answered in the midbar. This is referring to, sorry, which, this is not chedim raglim actually. Which chedim is this referring to? This is, you have to cheda ega, I think.
Yeah,
okay, fine. That makes sense. So it's not 515. 515 is after Chet Meraglim. This is after Chet HaEgel. So the Moshe Davin, please forgive Klal Yisrael. He wasn't answered. But the Kushamar Zechor Al Avram Yitzhak Li Yisrael Avadecha, once he said, please remember Avram Yitzhak and Yaakov, so then Mi'anena, he was answered. So we see that the Zechus Avos of the Mesim is greater than the Zechus of the Chaim. And if it's not worthy of Shlomo saying, so sometimes the Mesim are more powerful than those who are alive. So that's what Shlomo HaMelech meant. Davar Acher, alternatively, Minhago, another explanation for Shlomo's statement of Mishabeach Anias HaMesim, Minhago Shel Ola Melech Basar V'dam, the way a human king acts is Gozer, Gezeira, V'Safik Mekayim, and also Safik Ein Mekayim Mosa. A king makes a decree, and it's a suffix whether or not people are going to listen and whether the decree will be effective. Vim Tim Shalomer Mekayim Enoso, and if you want to say it will be listened to, Bechayav Mekayim Enoso. So they're going to follow his decree while the king's alive, but Mosa, when he dies, Ein Mekayim Oso, but it won't be continued, the Gzeira will be uprooted when the king dies. However, Vila Moshe Benu, Gazer Kama Gzeris Vitikin Kama Takanos, he made a number of decrees and a number of institutions, and Vikaimos Hamli Olam Ulo Olme Olam, and they lasted eternally, so you see how great people, even Moshe Benu, even Bimisa, how great they are. Okay, the Gemara then says, the example Rashi, by the way, brings of a Takana, is a Takana of Sholin Vidorshin Binyano Shayom. I'm not sure why he chose that Takana, but that's the Takana he chose as an example that Moshe Benu made a Takana, and it still exists, Li Olam, Ulolme Olamim. And then the Gemara concludes, V'lo Yafe Omer Shlomo V'Shabeach Anias HaMesim V'Gomer. So is it not appropriate for Shlomo to say, praiseworthy is he who died? Davar Acher. Another explanation of this pasuk of Shabeach Ani is Kedir Rav Yehuda Marav. Damar Rav Yehuda Marav, my dechsev, what does it mean? Asay mi os letova, do with me a oath, make a good sign for me, and v'yiru sonei, and see my, let my enemies see, v'yivoshu, and they'll be embarrassed. So what happened? What was this conversation that David's referring to in Tehillim? So the Gemara explains. This also appears similar. It's an abridged version in the Gemara Mori Katan, I think. So Amar David Lefanei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, David said in front of Hashem, Ribono She'olam Amachali Al Oso Avon, please forgive me on this sin of with Batsheva. So Amar Lo, Amachalach, you're forgiven. So Amar Lo, Asay Mi Os Bechaye, please give me a sign while I'm alive so I could see. And everyone else could see that I've been forgiven. So Amar Lo, Hashem says to David, V'chayecha ini modia, in your lifetime I won't let the sign be known, but v'chayi Shlomo bincha ini modia. But in the time of the life of your son Shlomo, I'll let it be known that you were forgiven. So kishibana Shlomo as Beis HaMikdash, when he built the Beis HaMikdash, Shlomo HaMelech, b'kesh l'achnis arun l'beis HaKadosh HaKadoshim, he wanted to finally bring the arun kodesh into the kodesh kodashim. Dav kusharim debezeh, the gates closed to each other, they wouldn't open up. So Amar Shlomo, esim v'arba ronanos, he said 24 songs, and we've discussed this times in the past, that the number 24 is very much connected to the Beis HaMikdash, the 24 Mishmaros, the 24 Manos Kuna. 24 is a big number. The reason I think is because 24 is 24 hours of a day, the 7 days a week, 24 hours. 24 hours represents completion. Just to add further, Kohen is 25, Kohen's one above that, and Hanukkah is the 25th of Kislev, it's one above that. Hanukkah is Lamal Minateva. So 24 means a Shlemus, which is Beis HaMikdash. 25 is one above 24. Fine, so he said 24 Rananos to let them into the Beis HaMikdash, v'lo nena, he wasn't answered. So what happened? Pasach v'amar, so then finally Shlomo said, Su sham reshecham v'nasu pischei olam, lift up your gates, let me in, v'yavo melech hakavod, so ratu basrei, l'mivle, so they wanted to swallow him, it sounds like. So Amra, he said, mi huzeh melech hakavod, who is this melech hakavod? Amar lehu Hashem u'yizos v'giborach, Hashem the Great One. V'amar, he said, Su sham reshecham v'su pischei olam, v'yavo melech hakavod, mi huzeh melech hakavod, Hashem tzvakosu melech hakavod tzela. And still v'lo nena, he still wasn't answered. But Kevin Shamar Hashem Elokim Ata Shepinei Mishichecha. Please don't embarrass the face of the one who is anointed. Zichrei Lechazdi David Avdecha. Please remember my father David Hamelch, your servant. Ah, once you mention the name David Hamelch, Nena Beososha, then he was answered. So you see, this was the mason that was the zechus of the mace. So in that Beososha, that moment, Nefchu Pnei Kol Sonei Dor David rather Kishole Kedera. Everyone who hated David, which was a large portion, population of Bnei Yisrael, they turned black. They were shocked. V'yadu kol ha'am v'chol Yisrael shemachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oso Avon. It was clear then that Hashem forgave David HaMelech on the Indian with Batsheva. Lo yafa amar Shlomo v'shabeach anis ha'mesim shekvar mesim. So is it not appropriate for Shlomo to say, praiseworthy is the dead? So then, v'hainu d'chsev, that's what it means. V'yom ha'shmini, the eighth day, after the celebrations when Shlomo HaMelech built the base of Migdash, on the eighth day, shalach has'am, he sent to the nation, v'yivarchu has'amelech, and they gave a bracha to the king, to Shlomo. V'yelchu lo'aleim, they went back to the tents, smeichem v'tovilei, very happy. Akol ha'tova, she'asa Hashem l'david avdo, and all the great things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for David and forgiving him, uli shol amol, and to the rest of the nation. V'yelchu lo'aleim, was that mean? Shematu nishoseim b'tara. They all went home, and their wives were all tahor. Smeichem shenagu miziv Shechina. They were all happy because they had benefited from the ziv Shechina, the light of the Shechina. V'tovi lei, what does that mean? They were good. Shenis abru nishoseim mashal kolachar v'yachar. Everyone's wife became pregnant. The yald zachar, and they all had a child, a boy. Akol tova she'asa Hashem l'david avdo shemachal al oso avon, that they was that Hashem forgave David HaMelech on that particular sin. What happened was the celebrations had coincided with Yom Kippur, and that year the Gemara Moed Katan describes how they didn't fast that year in Yom Kippur, and they violated, of course, Yom Kippurim, and they were concerned that maybe they made a mistake. So the Gemara tells us, based on the Pesukim, that Am Yisrael was forgiven anyways. That was part of the plan. So then the Gemara says, "With the Kamar Shlomo Kila Kelav Chai Hutov Min HaAryeh Mei." So that other pasuk that Shlomo said, "Greater is the live dog from the dead lion." What does that mean? So that means a Keder of Yehuda Merav, Damer of Yehuda Merav. My Dichsev, what does a different pasuk say? When it means in Atilim, "Hodieni Hashem Kitzi," let Hashem let known my kate, my end, "Umidas Yomai," and the days, the measure of my days, "Mahi Eda," let me know, "Mechadel Ani." So what does this pasuk mean? So there's a fascinating dialogue between David HaMelech and Hashem about the yard side of David HaMelech. Anyone know when the yard side of David HaMelech is? Shavuos, right, Shavuos. So Amar, David lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, David says to Hashem, which by the way is the same yard side as also? Baal Shem Tov, right, Baal Shem Tov as well died on the Shavuos, the yard side then. So Amar David, lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Sha'olam, Hodienu Hashem Kiti, let me know my kate. Amar lo, Gzeirahim lefanai. So David requested to know, I want to know when I'm going to die. So Hashem responds back, Gzeirahim lefanai. There's a gzeira that's in front of Hashem, whatever that means. He makes a gzeira, he keeps it, even though in theory he could uproot it. But there's a Gzeirahim lefanai, She'ein modina kitel shabasa v'dam. I already had established something, the way the world works. I can never tell someone when they're going to die. Umidas yamai, mahi gazra, milfanai, She'ein modin midas yamav shaladam. So that's the gzeira. I don't tell people the day they're going to die. Veda machadel ani. So that at least let me know which day of the week I'm going to die. So Amar lo b'Shabbos Tamas. So they tell Hashem tells David you're going to die on Shabbos. So Amos be'achab b'Shabbos. Let me die on Sunday. I don't want to die on Shabbos because then they're not going to be able to osik in me properly. They're not going to be a hesped if I'm dying on Shabbos because they're going to bury me right after Shabbos. I want a hesped. So let me die on Sunday. So Amar lo kfar higia melach l'Shlomo bincha. The time for your king Shlomo, for your son Shlomo to take over has come. Vein malchus nogas b'chaverta afilu kimali nima. So there's a klal that we can never let a kingdom whose time is to come to be delayed even a small bit. So Shlomo's time has come and I can't push it off anymore. So he says, almost Erev Shabbos, I'll take a day off my life. Let me die on Erev Shabbos. This way I could have somewhat of a respectful eulogy and levaya. So Amar lo, Hashem says, no. And anyone doing daf yomi will know this pasuk from today's daf. I think it was today's daf, right? Can't keep track anymore, but I think it was today's daf. Ki tov yom mechaserecha me'elef tovli me'elef. The rest of the pasuk is me'elef alfa. I'm finding the pasuk exactly here. Me'elef becharti histofei beveis elokai midur b'alei resha. So great is one day of your presence in the chatzer from 1,000. Me'elef what? So the Gemara explains, Tov li yom echad she'ata yoshev osik b'torah, me'elef olos she'asin Shlomo bincha l'hakriv lefnei lefanai agavi mizbeach. So it says, I can't let you die a day early because great to me is one day of your learning more so than the 1,000 karbanos that Shlomo Melch is ultimately going to bring. Now there's a fascinating Gilyan Ashasi in the Rebbe Kivi Eger. Rebbe Kivi Eger, he points to the Yushalmi. I'm looking for this Rebbe Kivi Eger. He quotes the Yushalmi, and the Yushalmi's girsa is Chaviv alai mishpat v'tztaka sh'ata osa yosemi karbanos. The Yushalmi doesn't stress his Asik Batorah, it stresses his Maisim Tovim, which itself is very fascinating. So there's an ongoing machlokas between the Yushalmi and the Bavli about the idea. Of course, the Yushalmi acknowledges the power of Torah, learning Torah, but the Yushalmi focuses more on the halacha la Maisa and less on the Esek B'Torah, the involvement, the Tircha, the Amelis B'Torah. That's why the Yushalmi refers to the Mishnah as a halacha, the bottom line, and the Babli refers to it as a Mishnah, which is Vishnantam and sharpening. So this as well, the Yushalmi ignores the idea of David Melech's learning, because that's great, but Esek B'Torah is not the Iker, it's really halacha l'maisa, the Maisim Tovim, which is what the Yushalmi focuses on. So that's an ongoing machlokas between the Babli and the Yushalmi. So now going on to Amud Beis now, the Gemara says as follows, Kol Yoma de Shabbos Ave Yosef Vigaris Kule Yoma. Every single Shabbos. So now David Melch knew which day of the week he has to protect himself. He knows Shabbos is his day. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, he's all safe on the other days of the week. But Shabbos, he needed to protect himself. So Kol Yoma de Shabbos, every single Shabbos, Ave Yosef Vigaris Kule Yoma. He would learn all day long and to protect himself. Now, I don't think this would imply that he wouldn't learn the other days, obviously. David Melch was known to be learning all day long. Even when he was king, he was engrossed in learning. Probably what it means is he cut down on a little bit of eating, maybe, when he was in Shabbos. He didn't indulge as much in the eating and was learning in Torah more. That's my guess. But anyways, Hahu Yoma Debay Lemeinach Nafshe, that day that he was supposed to die, Kam Malach HaMavis Kameh. The Malach HaMavis came to David HaMelech, he couldn't get him. David HaMelech was busy learning. And when you're busy learning, the Malach HaMavis can't get you. That was today's daf also. The Lo Hava Pasik Pumei Begirsi. He wouldn't stop learning. So Amar Mai Avilei. Havilei. So what am I going to do? So the Malach HaMavis says, Havilei Bustana Achori Besa. There's a Bustana, which is like an orchard or a pardes or some type of garden in the back of the palace. Also Malach HaMavis Salek Bachish Bilunei. So then he sat on the garden in the backyard, and then Bachish Bilune, he made a noise in the tree. He blew up the tree, I think. He shook the branches. Fine. Nafik Lemech says that David Lemech went out to go see what was going on, what the movement was in the backyard. Habasalik Bedarga, he was going up the ladder to the orchard. Ipches Darga Metuse, and the ladder cracked beneath him. Ishtik, he stopped learning. Venach Nafshe, and he died. So what's interesting here is it's only once it broke and he got startled. But I mean, he was learning while he's walking to check it out. He's busy still learning. He's walking with a sefer or by Baal Peh. He was busy learning, and the moment he went, he stopped learning. So then the Malach HaMavis got his neshama. So then the Gemara says, V'nach nafshe, shalach Shlomo lebei Midrash. Shlomo saw, he heard the noise outside. He saw his father was dead on the floor near the orchard. So what did he do? Shalach Shlomo lebei Midrash. He sent a shaila to the Beis Medrash. Abba Meis, my father died. Umut al b'cham. He's busy there in the sun. Remember, this is Shavuos time, so it was pretty warm out. This is Eretz Yisrael. This is Yerushalayim. It's pretty hot. So he's there lying in the sun. B'klavim shabeis abba reivim, and the dogs are very hungry. So ma'eh. So what am I supposed to do? What's the heter? So shalach ulei. They sent him chatoch nevela, cut up a piece of nevela, v'hanach lefnei klavim, and feed the dogs this nevela piece of meat. Vavicha hanach alav kikar otinek tinok, and your father, you should place a piece of bread or maybe a baby on top. It's a little bit morbid for the child. Kikar is probably a better idea. Place a loaf of bread on your father, v'tiltlo v'loyan, and then you can move it, because a mace, a person who's dead, is a muksa. If you put something on top of that, so then you're really moving the kikar, and the body is holding the kikar. So after all this, after experiencing this, v'lo yafa amar, is it not appropriate that Shlomo said ki lekelav chai who told min ha'arye mace? Because when it came to the dog, there was no problem of nevela. Even though the nevela, I can't eat the nevela at all, it's muksa to me, you're allowed to move it to feed the dog that's alive. But with respect to the father, with respect to David HaMelech, who was dead, who was an arye, who was mace, then it's muksa, and the only heter to move it was to put a piece of kikar, or bread, or tinok on top of it. So we see the halachas regarding a mace are more stringent than the halachas regarding the kelav chai. Gemara now says, okay, now we had a question. If you remember, we started off with a shaila here. This is a whole long tangent about interesting agadas, how the darshan psukim and koheles. But now let's return back to the shaila. The shaila that the Gemara started off with is a halachic shaila. What's the halacha of about turning out the fire for the benefit of a chola? So the Gemara finally says, uli'inin she'ela d'sha'alna, and with respect to the question you asked me, kadmeichin, the earlier question you asked me, ner kruya ner, a ner is called a candle, and nishmasa shaladam kruya ner, and a person's nisham is also called a ner. Mutav tichba ner shel basar v'dam v'bnei ner shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the nisham is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ner. So it's better to extinguish the ner, the candle, a physical candle, to protect the candle of Hashem, namely the neshama. So in other words, you're allowed to. This becomes a source of pikuach nefesh. For a person's pikuach nefesh, you're allowed to put out the fire. So Rashi just points out, look at Rashi, the first narrow line down here. Mutav Tich Ben Nero. He says, La mehachi yalef v'chilu Shabbos to bikuach nefesh. This is not the real source of bikuach nefesh on Shabbos. That much we know from another source. The Gemara in Yuma tells us, Nafkalan mi v'chai behem v'lo shimus behem. The Torah gives us mitzvahs to live by. He doesn't give us mitzvahs to die by. So if Shabbos is going to get in the way of someone living, so then you violate Shabbos to save the person. And we do that by all mitzvahs with the exception of the big three. So what was the reason he gave such an interesting source here? Just to give him a little flavor, whoever was asking the question, a little taste of Agata, because Agata is Mosheches es Halev l'fisha yuban l'shma drasha, because it's attractive. It draws someone in. People like Agata, they like stories, they like interesting drushas, a connection of different psukim. So that's very fun. And who is coming to hear the drasha? Nashim v'ami ha'aretz v'yutzichan adarshanim l'mshoch es Halev l'vavam. No different than nowadays. People think nowadays there's so much fluff and there's so much gata and there's stories. That was the time this was going back several hundred years ago. This was going on as well. Even people who are Talmidei Chachamim need a gata, perhaps more now than before. But everyone needs a gata, and it's enticing, it's intriguing, and that's what he was trying to accomplish. So he gave a very interesting roundabout drasha as a source for pikuach nefesh on Shabbos. Gemara says, Amar Yehuda Brei de Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei de Rav. They wanted to hide Kohelet. They didn't want it to be part of the 24 books of Tanakh, because there's some contradictions that might have people questioning the idea of Sefer Kohelet. Malo Ganzu. So why didn't they hide it? It starts off with a big bang of Torah. It ends off with Torah. With Kavachomer, Rashi says everything in between also Talmud Torah. So it's a great Musar Sefer on Limud Torah. How do we see this? Tchilasa divrei Torah dichsev, it says, Ma Yisrael na'adam b'chol amalo, shiyamal tachas ha-shemesh. What good is all the effort man puts into this world? It's worthless. Except for, Rashi says, with the exception of the melech b'Torah, that's the only melech that's worthwhile. So that's the beginning of Kohelet. And then in the end, it says, V'amri debei Rabbi Yanai, tachas ha-shemesh, hu de'ein lo, kodem shemesh yeshlo. So underneath the sun, currently, things that were created after the sun was created, so all that efforts being involved in the ground, the land, and business, that's all worthless. But something that came before the Shemesh, namely the Torah, which predated the Shemesh, that is a worthwhile pursuit, that's worthwhile amela. So that's the beginning, that's the opening up to Kohelet. That's towards the beginning. That's the third pasuk, it's pasuk Gimel. So what about the end? The Sof of Divrei Torah, what's the end of Kohelet? Dichsiv Sof Davar Kol Nishma. At the end, everything will be heard. Es Elokim Yare Ves Mitzosav Shamor Kizek Kol Adam. This is everything. My Kizok Kizek Kol Adam. That means Amar Rabbi Eliezer Kol Olam Kula Lo Nivra Ella Bishulze. The entire world was only created for this. What's this? For the Divrei Elokim, for the words of Hashem, the mitzvot and the Nishma Es Elokim. That's the essence of the world. So that's the beginning and that's the end. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana Amar Shakol Zek Kineged Kol HaOlam Kulo. This equals, I think it's referring to the Torah, right? The Torah equals the entire world. Torah is equal to the entire world.
It says here the person who has Yiras
Shemayim. A Yir Elokim?
Yeah.
Fine. Interesting. So when we're saying Bishvel Zed, that was referring to the Torah, though, no?
It says here for the person who has Yiras Shemayim.
So what was the source that the Sof was Divrei Torah then? So I guess the answer before was Dvar Kol Nishma Es Elokim Yira. But how is that a source of Amelech B'Torah then?
It says it's a separate point.
So I guess.
So Dvar Torah is just that.
So Dvar Kol Nishma, maybe that part.
It says this, the end of Eicha has Dvar Torah.
This is it has Divrei Torah as opposed to Torah itself.
Yeah. Torah, it's Divrei Torah.
Aha.
That's what it says here. I don't know.
Okay. Okay. Fine. So anyway, so the Gemara says further now about Yir Elokim, and one who is Yir Shemayim, so he's worth the entire world. And Shimon ben Azi, Omer Evamri Le Shimon ben Zoma, Omer Lo Nivra Kol Olam Kula Ela. The world was only created. The Tavos is lashon of connecting. It's chabrus, so only to connect to a Yirei Shemai. Gemara says, "My dvar sosin zedzeh." What are the contradictory statements that are found in Kohelet? So ksiv, it's written one place, "Tov kas mischok," that anger is better than laughter, and ksiv, it's written elsewhere, "Lischok amarti mahalel," to laugh, I said, is something good. It's meshubach, it's praiseworthy. Ksiv v'shabachti anias ha-simcha, I praise the happiness. Uksiv l'simcha ma'zeh oser, and what good is simcha? So we see two contradictory remarks in Koheles. And so the Gemara answers, lo kasha, tov kas mischok, that better is anger than happiness and the laughter. Tov kas shekos ha-kadosh baruch ha tzadikim ba'olm hazeh. It's greater that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry at tzaddikim in this world to erase all their punishments in this world. Mischok shemisachek HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rishayim Ba'olam Hazeh, more so than giving them the Rishayim, the happiness and playfulness in this world. Ulischok amarti mehala, when it says for playfulness, I said it's something good. Zeschok shemisachek HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzaddikim Ba'olam Haba. That's this schok we're referring to, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to enjoy, or really the tzaddikim will enjoy with Hashem in the world to come. Shabachti anias ha-simcha, that I praise the simcha, zu simcha shel mitzvah, that's the enjoyment of performing a mitzvah. Ma ze osa zu simcha, what good is simcha, it's putting simcha down, that's simcha she'eino shel mitzvah, that's a simcha that's not of a mitzvah. So l'lamedcha, this teaches a very important idea, she'ein shechina shorah, that the shechina only rests upon a person, lo mitoch atzvas, not through sadness, lo mitoch atzvas, not through laziness, lo mitoch sog, not through laughter, lo mitoch kals rosh, lightheadedness, lo mitoch shicha, not through shicha b'tela, mundane speech, lo mitoch devarim b'telem, not through just wasting of time, el mitoch davar simcha shel mitzvah. The only way a person will be zocha to the shechina being sharalav is after the simcha one feels, the happiness of performing a mitzvah. Shenemar, it says, v'ata kechuli menagin, take for me a harp, v'ayam kenagin ha-menagin, and he plays the music for me, and then v'ati alav yad Hashem, and that's going to bring about yad Hashem. So this is simcha shel mitzvah. Of course, he's also focused on the simcha of singing as well. That brings about the shechina. Right, the Gemara in Pesachim says that sometimes it's Mizmor David, sometimes it's David Mizmor. So the idea is sometimes David Melch himself, David Mizmor, he himself was worthy of a Mizmor. He was just in a very good place in that time. And sometimes he needed the Mizmor to bring him to the David place. It says Mizmor, the David, first you bring a Mizmor, first you sing a song, and that allows David to have the Shechina Shorah love. So we see that it has to be something like a Simcha Shel Mitzvah, which brings about the Shechina. So then the Gemara says, Amar of Yehuda v'chein le'dvar halacha, so too d'var halacha. When a person wants to paskin a shayla, so he has to open up with something light, something open his mind up. You have to sometimes think about it. You have to be besimcha to really render a good psak. Fine. Amar Rava v'chein le'chalom tov. If a person wants a good dream, you should go to sleep in a very happy state, a simcha shel mitzvah. So, Aini, is this really true? The Hamar of Gida, Amar Rav, called Tamil Chacham Shiyoshiv Lefnei Rabbo. A Tamil Chacham would sit in front of his Rebbe, he sits in a shir. Vein Shivsosav Notos Mar Tichvena. And his lips are not feeling bitter. He's not scared. He's going to be burnt. He shouldn't be sitting like that. He should be very fearful in front of his Rebbe. Dichsiv Shivsosav Shoshanam Notos Mar. What does that mean? Over. Al Tikre more over, Ella Mar over. There should be Mar, some bitterness on his lips. Al tikri shoshanim ela shashonim. What does that mean? What's the drasha there?
They're shoshonims are studying, not shoshanim roses.
So when you're shonim, when you're learning, you should have bitterness on your lips. You should be sitting there in fear. So how come the Gemara says above that the dvar halacha should be besimcha? Here it says be'ema. So the Gemara says lokasha haba rabba haba tamid. The Talmud has to be sitting be'ema, but the Rebbe has to give it over besimcha. So that's the balance. Rebbe is giving stories over, he's making happy, telling jokes, and telling halacha, but they sit the whole time just focused on the Rebbe be'ema. Or alternatively, the Gemara suggests, ibayis ema, haba haba rabba, maybe it's referring to the Rebbe's perspective as well. So lokasha, hamakam medilifsa achad lebasar de pasach. Once he opens up, he should open up with simcha, with a joke we'll see in just a moment, the famous line, and after everyone's relaxed, and he goes on in very serious mode. He had the rabba makami de pasach lehu rabbanim before rabba would give his drasha. So then amar milsa de b'dichusa, he would say a joke, say some type of simcha ubat chirabbanim, and they would laugh. And then lasof yasid beimasa pasach b'shmaisa. Then they would sit there and be relaxed, and then they would get into this serious mode, and he'd give over the sugya. So af sefer mishlei bikshu lignos, they also wanted to hide sefer mishlei shayu dvarav sosin zedza. They also had contradictory psukim as well. Mipnei malon ganzu. So why didn't they hide it? Amar sefer, army sefer koelas lav inainun veshkichinun taima. So did we not have the same problem with koelas? And we looked into it and we found an answer. We found the solution. Hachanami lainun. we would investigate Mishlei, and we could find the solution as well, how to reconcile the contradictions. So the Gemara says, well, my dvarv, sosin zedzeh, what are the contradictory remarks that appear in Sefer Mishlei? So Ksiv, one pasuk says, al tan ksil kavla, so don't respond to a ksil, to an idiot, in his idiot ways. Ksiv on a ksil kavlasa, but yet another pasuk says you should respond to the idiot in his way of thinking as well. So what does that mean? And so the Gemara answers Lokasha, ha b'divrei Torah, ha b'milei da'alma. Depends what he's asking you. If he's asking you divrei Torah, so then you could answer him in line with what he's in his idiot ways. You could respond to him. But if he's asking milei da'alma, things related to the world, so then you should refer to him in the. You shouldn't answer in his way. I think it's about Chlokas how to interpret this line here. How do they say this in English, Mikey?
The latter pasuk is concerning the word of Torah, and this one is concerning general matters. Joel was saying when a fool objects concerning words of Torah, it's valuable to answer him. When he objects concerning other matters, it's not advisable to do so.
Did they explain why, though? Okay, fine. So let's see. The Gemara continues to explain now that once a person came to Rebbe, Amrlei, he says to him, Ishtecha, Ishti, your wife is actually my wife. I was with her. Upanecha banai, and your children are my children. I'm the father of your children. A pretty chutzpah thing to say to anyone, let alone to Rebbe. So Rebbe had a few words back to him. Amrlei, Ritzoncha shetishta koshayayin, come sit down, have a glass of wine with me. Shasa upaka. He drank it and he blew up. Okay, that was that. So who does the comment? So that so in other words, you don't respond to someone in the world of Torah. You just do whatever you need to do. Who does the comment? Rabbi Chia. A similar thing happened to Rabbi Chia. Amar Leah Imcha Ishti. Your mother is my wife. Vatabini, and you're my son. So he told Rav Chia, you're my child. Rav Chia rather, you're my child. Amar Leah. He says, Al Raton Chashatishta Koshayin. Have a seat. I want to give you a glass of wine. Shasa. Upaka, he drank it and he exploded. So Amar Rabbi Chia, Ahani le Tzlusa le Rebbe, Delo le Lashrei Bini, Mamzera de Rebbe. So what's that line saying here? That effective was the davening of Rebbe, right? Rebbe taught him this lesson.
Rebbe's Kirlo helped him ensure that his children wouldn't be Mamzera.
The Rebbe came Matzi Amr when he would daven at the end of the davening, he would say, "Hira Tom Lefanecha Hashem Elokeinu Shetatzilenu Hayom Me'azei Panim U'Me'azos Panim." That he davened at the end of Tvila, that he should be protected from all chutzpahdik people, brazen individuals, so no types of mamzer should come from him of some sort. So okay, so that Tvila he said protect him from these types of people in these types of situations and from his children being mamzerim. So then the Gemara says, "B'divrei Torah Mai." What b'divrei Torah mai? I mean, what's the kasha here? So, what does it mean that b'divrei Torah you could respond to a idiot in his way? Gemara says kiha the yasiv. The person was sitting, Rabbi Gamliel, v'kadar shasida isha shetelad v'chol yom. So, Rabbi Gamliel was giving the following drasha. In the future, in the times of Mashiach, a woman's going to give birth every single day. You can imagine that every single day another child. Shenemar it says hara v'yuladis yachtav. So she's going to become pregnant and then give birth all in one time. So Liglev Alav Osa Talmud, a certain Talmud was making fun of that. How could that be? You need 9 months. It doesn't take one day. Amar Ein Kachad Hashachad Hashemesh. There's no such thing. Nothing new happens in this world. So since when is we never find anywhere that something can be conceived and created on the very same day? So what happened was he said Amar Lo. Rabbi Gamliel responds back to him. Bo Varecha Dugmasin Baalam Haza. I'm going to show you an example of this in this world. Navik Achvele Tarnigos. He showed him a chicken, and every single day it's able to lay a new egg. So it is something that exists in this world, and that concept is just going to be applied to women in the times of Mashiach. Similarly, Vesu Yosef, further, Rabbi Gamliel, Vekadarish, she was giving a shir, Asidin Ilanos Shemotin Peros Bechol Yom. A tree is in the future going to produce fruit every single day. The moment you take off an apple, a new apple is going to immediately grow. Has he know this? He darshens the pasuk in Yechezkel Shenamar Venosa Anaf Vasapri. A branch is going to come out, and then it's going to be a fruit immediately. Ma Anaf Bechol Yom, just like a tree, branches are always there, so to Apri Bechol Yom, so do the fruits will always be available. Meaning, even if you pick the fruit, immediately there's a new one's going to grow. So again, Liglav Alav Osa Talmud, I don't know if it's the same Talmud or not, but Lechor, it is the same Talmud who's making fun of Rabbi Gamliel. Amar Haksiv Ein Kol Chadash Tachas HaShemesh. No such thing exists. So how could this thing, nothing's going to change in the times of Mashiach? So Amalah, Rabbi Gamliel says to him, Bo ve'aracha dugmasim ba'al mahazid. Let me show you an example in this world. Nafik achve le'tzlaf. He showed him the tzlaf tree, and apparently that works in such a way where there are many different types of fruit that are growing on one tree. So even though you take off one type, there's going to be another type that's always available. Okay, it's not exactly growing right away, but it just means different types of fruit are grown at the same time. And then finally, the Gemara says, Vesu, the last story of Rabbi Gamliel, Yosef Rabbi Gamliel v'Kadarish, who is giving the following drasha, Asida Eretz Yisrael Shetotzi Gluskaos. It's going to produce little bowls of red, Uklei Melas, and nice pieces of cotton clothing, or wool clothing rather. Shinemar, as it says, Yi Pisas Bar Baritz. It's going to be Pisas growing from the ground. So the Ligla Valav Osa Talmud, the Talmud is making fun of him again. Amar and said, Ain Kol Chadash Shachas Hashemes. It can't be. There's no such thing as new things in this world. Amar Le, Bo Varach, I'm going to show you. Tugmasin Baalim Haza, I'll show you an example in this world. Nafik Achvei Le, Kimenim Fichios, he showed him mushrooms that would grow. Overnight they'd grow and they'd come out looking like these little circles that look like little bowls of bread, I guess. Vakli Milas Nivra Bar Kori, he showed him little things of wool that are between the branch or the bark of different trees. They have some type of wool that exists as well that grow from the ground. Okay, we'll stop here, and I guess we'll pick up Mirz Hashem tomorrow.